How meat exports bring value to U.S. crops. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
How do U.S. crop growers benefit from meat exports? The U.S. Meat Export Federation asks the Washington, D.C. consulting firm Jude Group to quantify that value. Here's Dave Jude.
We estimate that the value of red meat exports to a bushel of corn is about 87 cents. If you apply that across the whole 2023 corn crop, that's going to total $13.35 billion. Of additional revenue to corn production that wouldn't be there if there wasn't the demand from the red meat exports.
Jude says it's not just corn growers realizing that value from meat exports.
Pork exports in 2023 added about $1.95 per bushel value to soybeans and $1.95 across 4.16 plus million acres adds up to about $8.12 billion.
Poultry and eggs are also a big export category for U.S. agriculture, and crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat make up a substantial portion of poultry feed mixes. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.